the bad guys out there are pretty smart. You know, they know how to go about attacking the agencies from a technical standpoint. You know, one of the sort of soft underbellies to cloud is the way in which you authenticate into cloud services. And oftentimes, if you fail or lose a password or password recovery, if the services are in-house, you're calling an in-house help desk, right? And everything is kept in-house. But what happens with cloud services is now you're calling somebody else's help desk. And that may vary. You may have, you know, five or six. They may have different policies on how you recover a password. And so picture the attacker now posing as you. You call in very irate. They want to please you. You're the customer. You complain you lost everything. You can't get in. You want to issue a temporary password. They give it to you. They're giving it to the attacker. And essentially on and on, you know, they get control of the account. This has happened a lot. And I think it's one of those things with cloud that people are going to have to be aware of as they move their services to the cloud.
Well, something specific that you point out is the Open Government Initiative.
You know, they're working fast to put in standards and controls so that, let's say that, you know, all password recovery meets a certain sort of standard. All of the controls that are in cloud services meet certain standards. It's they can't work fast enough. You know, they really want to leverage the economics of cloud and the scalability of cloud, but they also have to know, you know, what the risks are. So I think a lot of those initiatives are trying to sort of shore up some of the risks so that people can try and manage the risk and take advantage of, you know, the economics of cloud.
Is there anything specific that agencies can do in order to mitigate those risks?
In the case of password recovery, I would definitely get everything out on board. Frankly, every cloud service you go to, make sure you know what their password recovery policy is. And I would in fact even enforce the fact that if certain criteria isn't met, that they fail closed, meaning they deny access to these, and take a hard stand that way, because basically you want to fail with an unhappy customer in this case, rather than trying to make the customer happy, the customer in the attack scenario being the bad guy.
You have three points that you're looking for that are top priorities that you believe that federal agencies need to have on their radar. Your third one is actually a security solution. Before we do that, we'll roll into number two. By the way, all three points we're going to link up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth with the interview. The second one that you're pointing towards, it's called cross-site request forgery. Why don't you go into a little bit about what exactly that is and then how it can be used to attack agencies?
I'm going to oversimplify here, but everybody, I think, has experienced a session where you're in a browser. Let's say you're authenticated into Facebook with one tab. You have another tab open. Let's say you Googled something, and you read an article, and you click the like button in the second tab. And you notice, really, it goes and post something to Facebook. I mean, you didn't have to really re-authenticate there. What's happening is it's reusing the authentication that you've already established in the first tab to get through. Now, in that scenario, let's go to a federal agency that has some kind of authenticated service exposed to, let's say, a workforce that's, you know, global. It's on the internet. It's protected by authentication, but in this case, just the way the browsers work, let's say, you know, tab one, instead of being authenticated into Facebook, let's say it's, you know, in a some kind of order entry or some kind of federal system that's facing the internet. They authenticate in, and then, you know, the user gets bored, maybe opens another tab, goes into Facebook, opens another tab in the browser, and let's say there's some malicious code in the third tab that comes in through a link they click on. It can actually leverage the authentication on tab one into that agency without actually having to go and attack that website directly. And this is happening way too much on the internet right now. Unfortunately, the only way to fix this sort of design flaw really is to break a lot of things. You know, breaking the share and like button for Facebook isn't going to sit well with a lot of people on the internet.
All right, Tim, well, let's move on to your third point then, because I think this is a nice segue. It's a solution, a security solution, and it resides with it's bring your own device, basically.
Sure. You know, the thing about mobile is the devices are just getting so smart and having so much capacity. They really are just a very powerful computer in your pocket. And the other fact about it, that is it's always on you. You know, you leave your house, you got your wallet, your mobile phone, and your car keys. Those two factors, I think, make for a very, very powerful way to finally get out of this password security problem we've had forever. You know, the human mind can only remember so much complexity. And, you know, you have 45 accounts. You use the same password for all of them. This is just the sort of the cognitive limits of the human brain. And so, you know, you ask somebody to have a complicated password, they're going to have to write it down and do things that are compromising to security. And in password security, you have this concept of multi-factor. So in what I just described is just the something you know. It's, you know, if your password is ABC123 or whatever it may be, weak or strong, it's a single factor. The strength in security in authentication comes when you can combine multi-factors. The other factors would be something you are, or somewhere you are. You know, your personal, your smartphones now have geolocation. So, frankly, if you are in the right area and biometrically you are that person, maybe there is some kind of secret that's divulged to you that you can use to authenticate. You know, these are all things to take us to the next level of password security, because frankly, it has to be convenient for the adoption to take place. And I think mobile phones, particularly smartphones, have the opportunity to do it.